This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Politico's Morning Ag Report says the European Union's approval of the ChemChina merger with Syngenta means the ball is likely rolling for the six biggest biotech companies to be whittled down to three by the end of this year. A day before the European Union approved the deal, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission also okayed the deal, as long as certain stipulations were met that require ChemChina to sell off parts of its business that overlap with Syngenta. Now that the U.S. and EU have approved the deal, the two companies need the approval of China, India, and Mexico to complete their $43 million merger. Politico says the next deal likely to close will be the biggest. It's the $130 billion merger of Dow Chemical and DuPont, which still requires the approval of the U.S., Brazil, and China. There's still a $66 billion deal between Bayer Crop Sciences and Monsanto to complete yet. The two companies are still looking for approval from up to 30 nation groups. However, they do expect to get an answer from the U.S. and the EU by the end of June, which they say would put the deal on track to be completed by the last quarter of this year. In other news, the National Agricultural Aviation Association wants to remind farmers using drones on their operations to remember to keep an eye out for ag aircraft flying low over their fields. Agricultural aviators often fly as low as 10 feet off the ground, and this year may find themselves in the same airspace as drones that are licensed to fly as high as 400 feet off the ground. That's why the National Ag Aviation Association is urging farmers to do what they can to watch out for the larger aircraft. Executive Director Andrew Moore says when flying at speeds over 140 miles per hour, agricultural aviators likely won't see a UAV. That's why it's so important for drone operators to protect aviators any way they can. In tests conducted by the Colorado Agricultural Aviators Association and the state of Colorado, not one pilot could continually track a 28-inch drone while flying at regular speeds. They may be spotted for a second, but won't be continually seen, so it's up to drone operators to prevent potential collisions. Well, looking at some local ag news, with today's market prices, farmers understand how important it is to save on inputs whenever possible. And the good news is CHS also understands how important savings can be, and they've helped at least one farmer accomplish just that. Today we'll talk with CHS Yield Point Specialist Joe Huebner and a local farmer and customer, Garrett, about how the Yield Point program can help you better manage your farming operation.
So Yield Point is CHS's data management, to where we sit down and use the data that you collect along with other data to really take a deeper dive into your farm and start analyzing different features and be able to maximize our inputs and get the best efficiency out of them.
Well, sounds like an awesome tool for farmers to be using. And Garrett, I know you're a farmer yourself. You are using Yield Point. So share with us a little bit about your experience using it and some of the improvements that you've seen or things that it's helped you with.
Well, on our farm, I've seen that it helps with seed loss and everything like that, where Joe sets up recs, and for our lighter ground versus our better ground, we optimize the use of the seed there and the fertilizer inputs that we put into it.
So some significant cost savings then.
Yes.
How has this changed the way you operate? Are you thinking more? Are you planning ahead of time? Is it allowing you to make decisions that you weren't able to make in the past because you have more information now?
Yeah. Joe comes out to our farm and everything like that way before planting season comes about, and we already have all of our seed, what we're going to put it where, and what fertilizer we're going to put where, way before we even think about going into the fields.
So how long have you been using Yield Point?
2 years.
2 years, okay. So, Joe, I assume you do this not only with Garrett, but with other customers as well. So you really get some one-on-one time and can make some improvements for these farmers.
That's correct, Katie. We sit down, and like Garrett said, you know, we'll do it way before planting time, but we sit down and we go over each field individually. And so it's taken the time to really dive in deeper and be able to show what the data's showing us, but also see how different, different treatments throughout the farm, whether it was the seed variety, a fungicide, or something like that, and be able to see what actually brings us a return on our investment and what works best on which conditions in the field.
So is this a software? Is it on a yield monitor? How do farmers access this and use it?
So really, I mean, the basis is yield data is what we go off of, but we also use things such as like planting data and soil tests to be able to go in and just start overlaying multiple layers to really be able to get a multi-year yield analysis is what we call it, and be able to look in the past and see historically how each field does with certain crops.
So, Garrett, tell us about collecting the data that you have. So do you have a yield monitor, and how do you get that to Joe? How does he see these things, and how do you make decisions?
It's very simple. Joe comes out, and he gives us a thumb drive to plug into our yield monitors, and then we download the data, and then I take it to him, and he pulls it up on a computer, and then we can see all of our maps laid out from previous years and that year, so we can see the difference in the yield and everything like that, and where we've had yield loss and where we've had yield gains.
And obviously, it's pretty much planting season now. If it wasn't wet, we'd be seeing guys in the field. So I'm assuming your plans for this year are already set. You've already met with Joe?
Correct.
So when did that take place? Was it fall, winter months? Just to give farmers listening, hey, if they're interested, when did you sit down and have your meeting?
Joe came out in the winter months, and we had a sit down with me and my whole family. We planned out our whole planting season for that year.
Joe, as I said before, you're working with more farmers than just Garrett. So similar things, do you have meetings throughout the winter months planning?
Yep. That's, either I can come out to you or you can come into one of our locations. And we have rooms set up to, with a big screen TV just so that everyone that you bring, whether it's landlords or, other relatives that you farm with, whatever the case may be, we just, have a room that will accommodate everybody so that, we can go over and do all the data and be able to have a good broad outlook of everything. And, I mean, it's exactly that. The winter months, when things are a little bit slower, and that's the time to plan.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty simple process. So if someone's listening saying, hey, this sounds like something I'd like to try, what is required of them to use this service?
Really, I mean, the basis is, we just sit down and talk. And then from there, we can develop a game plan. And it's a little bit different for each farmer. If you have a yield monitor or a planting monitor or something like that to gather data off of, we can go that route. Or, there's also satellite imagery that we can dwell in and be able to get some information to pull up. So, I mean, it's really, anyone's capable of doing it if they're willing to.
Sounds good. Garrett, I guess a final question for you. What was the deciding factor that you and your family said, hey, we are going to start using YieldPoint because we want to try it out and reap these rewards? What made you guys say, okay, let's do it?
The thing that made us decide we were going to do it was after seeing how much money we've saved by not having to put near as much fertilizer and optimizing the use of all of our inputs that we put into our farm.
So what would you say to those listening that don't use it right now but are thinking about it? What would you say to them or advice to give?
I would say give Joe a phone call and have him come out and sit down with you, or you guys come and meet him and walk through it.
Sounds good. Joe, any final thoughts on your behalf about YieldPoint or CHS?
I mean, anyone that's willing to learn about it, give me a call at the shipment office at 618-729-9009 and be more than willing to make time to be able to sit down with them.
Once again, that was Joe Huebner, Yield Point Specialist for CHS and one of their local farmers and customers. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.